In light of the events that took place in Charlottesville about a couple weeks ago, August the 12th, we are holding the rally in Gary in solidarity with the events that took place in Charlottesville. And we're coming together. We're going to have a rally at the Human Relations Commission at 839 Broadway. And from there, we're going to walk down Broadway to City Hall, where we will have a vigil for the victims and those who were injured in Charlottesville.
I understand there'll be an opportunity to for folks who attend to participate in the vigil as well to hear some speakers who are scheduled to speak at the event right now.
Yes, we're inviting the entire community to come out, Northwest Indiana community to come out and join us. Mayor Karen has been scheduled to speak along with, we have Reverend Charles Streitelmeyer from the Northwest Indiana Federation of Interfaith Organizations. Mm-hmm. We also have Vanessa Allen from the Urban League, Stephen Mays participating from the Gary NAACP, and we also have a few other people who have been scheduled to speak as well. But those are the main ones. Mm-hmm.
My impression from the information I got from Mayor Freeman Wilson's office is there several hundred people might actually be out there. Of course, you'd like to have as many as you can without stopping traffic on Broadway, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. We plan to gather on the sidewalk, and so we should be out of the street. But yes, we do plan to be, you know, take up that space all along Broadway. Absolutely.
I know just recently Mayor Freeman Wilson was participating in a conference call that was sponsored by the organization, of which she is a very prominent member, that of the National Conference of Mayors. The Conference of Mayors had gotten together along with the Anti-Defamation League to go on record officially as being against the violence that happened at Charlottesville, as well as those who are protesting in as far as the anti the racist attacks, comments and views that were spewed at the rally itself in Virginia at the time. And I know that Mayor Freeman Wilson said that she had prayers out for the families and other people that were involved and hurt, and particularly the family of the one person who actually died as a result of the rally that happened there in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what has seemed to be in the days that have followed now seemed to be the attitude, certainly from City Hall, but from other people too, about how what has happened seems to have affected a way not only in Northwest Indiana, but America feels about these matters.
Yes. Well, I believe, you know, all over the United States and particularly in Northwestern, you know, Indiana, the region, we are feeling a great sadness. And, you know, this tragedy that happened in Charlottesville, it has spread all across the U.S. and we are all just very sad, but we are also hopeful. And the reason why we remain hopeful is because we know that we are a region of many races, many religions, many cultures, and we are confident in that we stand together in spite of these differences. We stand together against the hate and the bigotry. And we are on it. We are going to face these things head on, and we're going to face them together, and we're going to become stronger.
We're talking with Hanifa. Pardon me. Yeah. We're talking with Hanifa Khalik, who is the executive director of the City of Gary's Human Relations Commission. And we're talking about, of course, the incidents that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the rally that turned violent, unfortunately, and the protests that have happened as well there, and how there's going to be a walk and, in turn, a rally and a vigil to be held in the City of Gary outside Gary City Hall on Monday evening. I know the City of Gary, certainly being a welcoming city, has been designated by Mayor Freeman Wilson and other city officials, certainly shows that the community in Gary, as well as the community at large in Northwest Indiana, seems to be of a different mind of what happened as far as racial matters are concerned, compared to some other places around the country. And do you think that because that we have had an early understanding with the way that our region is made up, that things are really different and you have to treat people differently?
I think that the region is going to have to speak for itself on that matter. And, you know, we can't sit around and wait on someone else to do something or someone else to create something. We have to create it ourselves. And so my response to that is going to be people just actively engaging themselves in the matter and not distancing themselves from this. And, you know, one thing I know is that, you know, we have reached out to everyone, like I said, from all different races, religions, backgrounds to be a part of this event, and they have responded well. And we are happy with that because we know that's what our region is about. You know, and so it's just going to have to be a stepping up to the plate and making this unity march happen, and then continuing the unity after.
Now, after this unity rally coming up in the city of Gary, is a possibility there may be more scheduled after that?
Well, I'm not able to comment on that. I hope that there will be more coming together, more unity rallies coming together, but I'm not able to comment at this time on if there will be.
But you certainly hope that this is not the last one that's going to be held anytime soon, that the fight will continue, efforts to make sure that all Northwest Indiana residents and all Hoosiers, for that matter, are aware of the problems that have happened in other states, and they can't happen in Indiana, and they shouldn't happen in Indiana.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I hope that the unity rallies continue because we have to send a message to not only the people in this area, but like I said, across the country and in the U.S., that in spite of our differences, we are one and the same. We are human beings, and we are, you know, we're on this earth, and we've got to all get along. We have to all get along, and we have to appreciate one another.